It's Pink Friday
with Lisa Z, with real talk conversation on makeup,
skincare,
self-care and confidence, hair care and date night, and so much more.
It's Pink Friday with Lisa Z,
and it's about to go down
in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Let's go.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we are made of blind souls. She tries to cover up her pain and cut her woes away. 'Cause cover girls don't cry after the face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know. She's starving, you know, cover girls eat nothing. She says beauty is pain and there's beauty in everything. What's a little bit of hunger? I can go a little while longer. She fades away, she don't see her perfect, she don't understand. She's worth it, all that beauty goes deeper than the surface. Oh, oh, so to all the girls that's hurting, let me be your mirror. Help you see a little bit clearer the light that shines within.
There's a
welcome to Pink Friday's radio show. It's your host, Lisa Z. And I just wanted to say welcome to any new time listeners. Welcome, welcome. And if you are a returning listener, thank you so much for joining us on tonight. Listen, I'm so super excited. I am finishing we're continuing our beauty series. And we're going to be talking about the 2023 beauty trends. But tonight, our focus is all about hair. So we're talking about hair. And we have a wonderful lady here. She is a good friend of mine. She's a professional stylist. And she's going to be giving us the tips that we're looking for our hair, and also helping us out with the trends that are upcoming for 2023. So I'm excited to have this conversation. Her name is Carrie Vasquez, and I just want to welcome you to the show, Carrie. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is my pleasure to have you on the show tonight. I'm just excited what you have to say. What do you have to share with us? Tell us a little bit about your background. Tell us a little bit about who you are. I know you're our featured hairstylist for tonight, but tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as you said, my name is Carrie Vasquez, and I feel like what I used to say is I'm every woman. I'm a wife, I'm a mom,
awesome.
I'm a grandmom. Yeah, and I'm a lifestyle coach and a hairstylist, and I really, I love all aspects of who I am. I grew up, I was just talking about this today, I grew up in this Puerto Rican home, and grew up with this really curly hair. My mom has really straight hair, and she had no clue what to do with my hair. So, you know, I was just this person that kind of grew up in the struggle. I never thought about it, never imagined that it would kind of evolve to come to then me becoming a hairstylist. But it really did. I think it was kind of that foundation of like growing up in this home. And years ago, I mean, what was this, 30 plus years ago, you know, textured hair, curly hair.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot being said about it, you know, and you would go to a salon and they would not really know what to do. so I kind of grew up with that and was kind of forced to figure it out. And if I wanted to have anything but an afro. So I just kind of dove in at a really early age, figuring out my hair, and kind of had to grow to love it.
right.
And yeah, and that's kind of like where my journey began with that. But I've spent, you know, 20 plus years in corporate America and small businesses.
Wow.
And a year ago, actually 2 years ago, decided I'm going to go to cosmetology school. My daughter got her license. And I said, you know, I think we need a family business.
Ooh.
In this beauty industry, hair. And so I went and got my license. And yeah, the rest is history.
That is so awesome. I love it when people really just kind of wake up and then they're pursuing this, you know, career in this specialized industry. But do you find yourself focusing on kind of mixed hair, or are you kind of across the board? You can kind of work with any type of hair.
Yeah. So I feel like I am comfortable working with any kind, but mm-hmm. My passion is to work with natural hair, textured hair. I went to this church that was predominantly Caucasian, and a few of the families adopted kids from Africa, and mm-hmm. some of the families had girls, and they did not know how to do their daughter's hair, and they were really learning and exploring. And that was just a period of time that I was able to like serve them and help them. And they would come over to my house, I would go to their house. And even during that time, I was learning, because I wasn't big on braiding. And even still, I always say like I retired from braiding, even though it wasn't a big, big part of what I do.
Yeah.
But I would spend hours, like an entire day, braiding their hair, helping their mom just like learn how to manage and detangle and like work through their hair.
Right.
And I think that passion really came from, I mean, as a kid, like growing up and having this like little afro and being made fun of, and knowing like the tears that I shed as a kid because my sister had straighter hair, I had hair, and dealing with like all of those feelings and feeling ugly. Like I used to hate my hair.
Wow.
Feeling like I wasn't pretty and all these things. I think that really like grew this passion within me to want to help women and young girls, and more so in the area of like curly hair and textured hair, feel
beautiful,
and just know that, you know, whatever type of hair they have, we can make it beautiful. We can make it work. We're going to figure it out. So I love natural textured hair. Yeah.
That is awesome. You know, it's been like a lot of talk about natural hair and hair journeys and all of that. I don't know, did you see the show that Oprah put on about hair and her hair journey?
I have not. I actually really do need to see that. And I was just seeing something with Tabitha Brown, how she was saying...
Oh, really?
Yeah. She went to California and she was saying how her hair was out, all natural. And I don't know if this is kind of similar to Oprah or, you know, what she talked about, but she was just saying how she was getting the looks and she was getting like people. And she's like, hey, like where this is... We need to learn. We need to accept it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Women of color have all different types of hair.
Right.
Some really big, some not so big. And she was like, it could be intimidating, but it's okay. You know, it's okay. We need to like really be accepting of just differences. And yeah, so I think it's a big talk. You know, it's grown over the years. It's definitely.
Yeah, it really has. One of the things Oprah was sharing about her journey, what she didn't even realize as she was becoming this professional news anchor and stuff, like how prejudiced it was of her, I guess her top line, her bosses were kind of like, well, can you do something with your hair? Like, and then they wanted to go permit and all this kind of stuff. And it was like, for her, it was just hurtful, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's like, wait a minute, this is my hair. Like, yeah. what do you want me to do with my hair? It's
right.
Just my hair.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot of talk about just natural hair and the journeys that I guess women of color have gone through. Straight hair, kinky hair, you know, all kinds of textures. Like you were saying, our makeup is so all over the place,
yeah.
You know?
So diverse.
So
yeah.
Your hair can be so different across the board. And I love textures of hair. Like, I'm just amazed at where we've come. We've
oh,
come
yeah.
so far
yeah.
in terms of just the way we do our hair and really just accepting our natural hair.
Yes, absolutely.
So I love that. It's, yeah. It's such a big thing right now.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about Tabitha's, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I'll have to go look at that one. I have to
yeah. definitely... I love that she posted that. And to what Oprah was saying, you know, I think back of when I was, you know, straightening and relaxing my hair
yeah.
and how I would go to salons. And again, because they just didn't, and my texture is like, you know, there's different levels of curl. Like I'm not yeah. a full C, which is a very, very tight curl.
Right.
I'm like maybe between like a 2C, a 3A, like there's just these different levels of curl, the tightness of the curl.
Right.
So, and I just remember going into these salons and they would just treat my hair like if it was a very tight 4C, very tight curl.
Yeah.
And I would come out of there with burns on my scalp because of the amount of time these relaxers did in my hair.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, I remember never complaining when I felt my scalp on fire.
Oh my gosh.
I think to myself, if I leave it longer, my hair will be straighter, you know?
Oh Lord.
Just such this like misconception and this like almost like a brainwashing of like the straighter your hair, the better. And you know,
Right.
Rather than, I think, the educating of women on how to do their hair, how to manage, whether it's straight and thin, because you hear women who have very thin, straight hair and they're like, I want it yeah. to look fuller and I want it to look, you know, whatever. And sometimes it's not so much about like, let me perm it, let me relax it, let me straighten it. But it's like, how do I learn to do my hair, manage my hair, love
right.
my hair? Right. Being like loving and being comfortable in your own skin.
I love that.
Loving
love
and being comfortable with your own hair, you know, where it's at. Yeah. Because sadly, I feel like we see now women paying the price, especially women
yeah.
of color, paying the price for all of this. Like
right.
studies coming out of relaxers causing cancer and fibroids.
Mm.
These internal issues.
Wow.
Alopecia and hair loss. And
yeah.
things that are affecting women because, you know, they were being told, we were being told, this is beautiful. But I just love how now we're really evolving into this place that beauty is just who you are.
Which I love it. And I love that you mentioned when you talked about alopecia. I'm wondering if this whole thing with Jada Pinkett, when she came out about her alopecia, did that kind of jumpstart this whole, I'm coming out, this is my journey. And I'm just wondering if that kind of jumpstart the story, you know, for everyone to be feel open to talk about what's going on with their hair.
Yes.
What do you think?
I agree, you know, and I think it's so much deeper than even just like the conversation we're having about the chemicals and the things that we've been told, right, for years.
Right. Yeah.
Stuff we've seen. I think it's such a deeper issue. You know, it goes really deeper even in just to like health, you know, how the way we're raised and maybe what our parents could afford to feed us even, you know?
Yeah.
Or I think over years our bodies, you know, we're maybe not eating the right foods, or we're raised eating a certain way. And then we're raised believing that, hey, straighten your hair, perm your hair.
Exactly.
You know, all these braids, do your hair tighter, pull it back even more. And, you know, and then when you look at it, your body gets to this place where it's like, it's just toxic with everything it's been either fed mentally or physically, you know? And so, yeah, I think definitely the whole situation with Jada Pinkett Smith has opened up like a conversation, like normalizing.
Right.
Hey, this is happens or is happening so much more.
Yeah.
People think or realize.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad because a lot, if we don't talk about it and bring it to the surface, it's like we're always hiding behind issues with our hair or just experiences that we've had.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, what other people think and just following trends that they say,
right,
that we have to look like. Right. And I can look back in my own journey and see how I was influenced to do certain things. I know my daughter, when she was growing up, her hair was just so hard to manage. Yeah. That I stepped in and permed her hair early. She blames me to this day.
Listen, I
you
was
permed, like, you messed my hair up. And I was like, I kind of did.
Yeah, listen, I have four girls. They all have different textured hair. I have one son, all five of them different texture.
Wow.
And my youngest daughter has like big curls, but she's got more of like the looser, straighter hair. And then my oldest probably has, she might have the tightest curl. But the point is that like when with her, now her hair was down her back, and I would spend hours, I remember at a minimum 4 hours detangling her hair every time I washed it, right?
The pain.
Yes. So it would cry, and you know, we would
go. The tears.
Yes.
You're hurting me.
I finally got to the point and I said, that's it. I've had it. You know, I'm cutting your hair. I'm relaxing it. We're doing something, right?
Yeah,
and same thing. You know, I relaxed her hair. I permed it and I cut it. And you know, and it took less time. But then there were other challenges, like, oh, your braids aren't staying in as nice as they used to. You know, because your hair.
Yeah.
So there's other challenges, but her hair never. It's just, she's 26 now, and it's just
exactly.
To grow, it's at the length that maybe it was, he was like 10. But she's same thing. She's like, Mom, when you cut my hair and you permed it, that was it. It never grew back the same.
Yeah, it really like studs the growth or something of it, because my daughter, she went through the same thing, and it took her years for her hair to actually come. And matter of fact, she cut all her hair off and kind of just started all over again and just kind of came back into her natural texture of her hair. And I think, you know, back in the day, we did the best we could because we just needed a solution to help make our maintenance just easier.
Exactly.
But we just did what we had to do, you know. And unfortunately, we didn't think about toxins.
Yeah.
We didn't think about, you know, how it would damage the growth.
Right.
And all of that. And so I'm just so grateful that we have information now that we know we don't have to do that.
Exactly.
And we can really just allow our kids' hair to be natural, because it's more, we have more information on how to maintain our own natural texture and our, just our hair texture. Yeah, and so, I'm so grateful for that.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited that you're here and we're having this conversation. I love to just bring, you know, conversations like this to the table. But I really want to get into these 2023 hair trends. I was doing some research and I'm seeing that platinum hair color is coming back. Yeah. You're like, what?
Yes.
We're still there. Okay.
Yeah, we're still doing that. Exactly. And you know,
right.
It goes back to our natural hair discussion, right? You would think with everything that we're learning and seeing that people would kind of like get the memo, right? And so, when I saw the platinum hair, because I mean, the reality is blonde hair, it's not an easy task to get to. Number one, if it's not natural, it's not easy to get to, number one. And platinum blonde, to maintain that, it's just, you know, it's very difficult. And the reality is a lot of people who have the platinum blonde end up having to get extensions because it, you know, their hair breaks off so much. But yeah, surprisingly, it was like, it's kind of like at that top of the list with stuff that's coming, you know, that's coming in 2023 or maybe almost like staying. But you know, you also are going to see like those auburn colors and I think some of those, you know, the golden blondes, you know, are coming in, where I, those might be the people that realize, you know, our hair doesn't want to stay white, you know, unnaturally, unless you're growing, you know, gray in your hair, you know, so it is nice to see that some of those colors, are also coming in. And now, mind you, reds and pinks are coming in and
those are so crazy.
Fun colors, you know, which some of them, again, you know, much harder to maintain, like the violets, because you're almost going to that platinum blonde and then adding that violet in.
Wow. Okay.
But yeah, we have some of those fun colors, the platinums. But I'm really excited about the side part.
Let me tell you about this.
Because I remember
about it.
Yes. A few months ago, I saw another stylist online say, listen, middle parts are in. That's the thing. Let go of the side part. Okay. Center part, that middle part, that's the thing now. Right. And I was like, I just can't rock the middle, the center part. You know, I'm thinking that's like a millennials thing or, you know. And don't get me wrong, I tried it a few times, you know, and it was just hard to retrain my hair to even just part that way, right? So it took some getting used to, but I just couldn't stick with it. And I was like, you know, I'm a side part girl, so I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna rock the side part whether it's in or not. So when I see that the side part is coming back in 2023, that is my year. That is my year. So I'm excited about that. But also, awesome. You know, textures, a lot of layers. I feel like the bob, every type of bob is like the thing coming now. Like a long.
I love the bob.
I love it. Those are like, they're my favorite. I love a bob. A long bob, an asymmetrical bob, you know, the longer front, A-line type of bob.
Yes, that's my favorite.
Blunt cuts, you know, blunt bob, the chin layered bob. I feel like the bob is that style that you can do so much with because just long enough that you can still kind of pull it back and do a slick, you know, pony, even if it's
short.
But then you can let it out and just kind of be fun with it too. So bobs are really like, those are the big thing. And bangs.
I can't believe the bangs is like the bob and bangs are always like classic. It's like,
yes.
They just don't seem to go out of style ever.
I know. It's like, they go out for like a little bit and you'll hear, I feel like maybe prior to 2022, it was like, don't cut your bangs. Don't do the bang thing. Don't do the bang thing. And you saw it coming back in 2022, like 2020, like
Yep, like, it sure did.
And it really looks like, I mean, even especially, I think the newer thing is the bangs with the curly hair. Because you would never, I feel like you would just really never see curly haired girl rocking bangs.
Oh, that sounds really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And as I'm seeing the pictures and I'm already planning for it myself. I'm like, all right, bang is going to be the thing. But yeah, it's some fun stuff. And I feel like for me, I guess I feel like it's fun also because it's taking me back. You know, it's stuff that, like you said, they were classic haircuts.
Yeah.
I feel like the pixie never goes out of style. And that's.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
The different variations of that, you know, coming or staying, you know, whichever one you look at.
So let me ask you a question. As a stylist, now, do you feel pressured in any way to kind of rock one of these trending styles, or are you pretty much consistent with your own personal style that you don't really care about the trends, but you just do them?
I am pretty consistent with my personal style. And I think that that comes with years of just learning how to style my hair and manage my hair and realizing that, you know, all the chemicals and all the things, like even now I have highlights or a balayage that I had gotten done, and even seeing some of the blondes, you know, the blonde hair like breaking and having to maintain that, like having
it's a lot. Yeah.
Keeping up with the trims and, you know, because you know, your hair can start to look really raggedy if you don't. Mm-hmm. You know? So I think I'm more of a person of like, I have to stick with what works for me and my life. Because I'm so busy. My schedule is crazy and hectic. So I know that having platinum hair is not going to work. You know, I know that I've had a bob, so every now and then I think of like getting a bob and like,
yeah,
I enjoyed that, but I think to myself, it's going to require a little more time in terms of, you know, doing that. So
the maintenance of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm more, I don't necessarily go with the trends. I more so stick with what works for me.
I like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I will say, I do look at them. And if I think like Riso cuts, I don't know if you've heard of them.
No, I don't know what that is.
So Riso cuts, it's this lady. I think she's based out of New York. And of course, I don't know her name now, but she developed this way of cutting curly hair.
Okay.
That basically just gives you form and makes your curly haircut just look amazing.
Wow.
It has a lot of those curly bangs, haircuts, the round look, almost like an afro, but long.
Ooh.
Curly hair. So that is one that I might rock that one. I think
you can pull that off. Definitely. So
I'm excited. And we'll see what happens. You know, I'll be behind the chair. and you know, you never know when you hit a new salon, you know, things might change a little. So we'll see.
Right. So that was awesome. I love that information. That was so good. I'm really excited about this short bob situation.
Me too.
I don't know. I might go into this asymmetrical type of, we'll see.
We'll see, because I'm right there with you. I'm tempted. I've been wanting the bob thing for a while, so I might go back to it. I had it years ago, but yeah.
Yeah, so did I. So I don't know. We'll see. But I was thinking, you know, in 2022, there was this thing called the slick ponytail.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
So,
right? Everyone with that pulled back slick ponytail.
I mean, it was really slick and long, honey.
Yes. Yes.
The ponytail got extremely long.
Yes. I think
that was kind of a fun thing. You know, I would have never thought about the ponytail, the braid being, I mean, all the way down.
they got really
so crazy.
And how about people paying thousands of dollars to get this?
Oh my goodness.
that's very long. I mean, there were people that were like, you know, hey, you're going to pay for this. I mean, if it was at minimum a couple hundred,
that is crazy.
People that would pay. Yes.
Oh, for my this. Gosh.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think we're going into 2023 really feels like more of a natural year where we'll still have that pony, but not as slick. I mean, it's looking like more of like the soft pullback pony.
Okay.
You know, I think the slick ponytail is also kind of maybe like one of those classic looks of like having.
I agree.
But I think we're going to see it more from with the side part versus that center part or all three.
Right.
Because the side seems like, you know, it's a big thing. And also like things like the wet look, like that, you know, so there's so many things that are really I think coming down the line. So it'll be exciting. But yeah, that ponytail I don't think is going anywhere.
I think
we're gonna start seeing them not so much in a braid, but just out and more natural. But I love that.
Hey, so can you give us some tips, maybe some winter tips to get into that'll help us out for these colder months?
Yes, absolutely. So I think one of the things that we see in the winter months, or that we feel, I should say, is the dry, itchy scalp. You know, it's cold, the air is dry, and especially where we live in New Jersey, these colder climates, we start to get that itchy scalp. It might get flaky. So the things that I recommend is consider switching up your shampoo and your conditioner for the winter months, for the colder months. Buy yourself a more moisturizing shampoo conditioner, good quality shampoo and conditioner.
That's good.
You know, nothing against the Walmarts, but, you know, maybe consider going to like a beauty store. Investing. It's an investment.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, but it's going to be worth it. It's worth the investment. So getting a good moisturizing shampoo conditioner, consider doing oiling your scalp at least once a month. Some people will be scared to do that. Like, oh my gosh, my hair is going to be so oily. But I think it's important to like just oil your scalp, massage it in really, really good, and then give yourself a good wash, you know? But at least that oil will absorb into your scalp. So it'll be in there, and then you can wash everything off. Yeah. The another thing is, you know, vitamins are always good to help, you know, whether it's omega-3s, fish oil, or flaxseed oil, you know, if you're vegan, but something to really just help your system just internally. And surprisingly, even just things like a prebiotic or a probiotic. So your health is important for the health of your scalp, you know, and your skin. And another thing is a humidifier, maybe just getting a humidifier for your room. That could just help your skin and just help you have more moisture, so you're not like in this dry room all night.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And also if I had to pick one more, I think the other thing, which I think people might not think of, hydrate, water.
Of course. Yes.
Right? But kind of going back to your health, sometimes just not realizing that, you know, if we're eating good and our body's like feeling fed and healthy and all those things, it reduces stress. We feel better. So reduce stress, meditation, exercise, all of those things were just help, because when our body's stressed, when we're not eating well, when all the first thing the body says is, let me take away from your skin. Stop growing because I don't have time to grow hair. I need to keep your vital organs going. And right now you're not taking care of it. So I think just thinking of how can we take care of ourselves? How can we reduce stress, eat healthy? And we're going to see a difference just in the way our skin, our hair, our scalp responds to that. Yeah.
That is amazing. That is really amazing. Good tips.
Yeah.
And I think we don't think about some of those things. The humidifier, that was a good one.
Yeah. Well, now that's a big thing in salons. I don't know if you've seen the steam, like almost like the facials for hair.
Wow.
The steamers on the hair now, and
really,
you know, like a deep conditioning treatment, but they do it with a steam. So it's just a way to kind of bring that moisture back to your skin, back to your hair, back to your scalp. And I think that's something, that's a way of, like, you know, just every night turning, even if it's you just turn it on at night when you go to sleep. Yeah.
That is so good, because we lose a lot of moisture through our scalp and we don't even realize it.
Absolutely.
And so it is important to always stay hydrated, and the humidifier, that is a really good idea, because, you know, through the night, especially through the night when we're losing that hydration.
Yes.
That'll help keep the hydration in.
Exactly. I know sometimes, like, I know, you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, I need water, you know, you're just feel so dehydrated, or just, you know, so I think that's, those are just some things that'll help, keep that scalp healthy.
Well, this has been amazing. You have given us some really good tips. I really appreciate your insight and your professionalism. Now, how can our listeners get in touch with you or connect with you?
Absolutely. So I am on Instagram primarily. My Instagram handle, my main one, is Carrie Vasquez, KariVaz, like zebra, QUEZCO. That's my handle for IG, for Instagram. I also have Carrie Hair Stories on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. And so those are probably the best ways. And then I always, there's always my email. Anyone can email me questions or, whatever. And that's Carrie Vasquez co@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for being my guest. Would love to get into a little bit more conversation with you, maybe at another time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we can talk about some more hair journeys. And
absolutely, I'd love it.
Yeah, thank you for being transparent and sharing your journey. That was wonderful. So, till next time we meet again.
Yes, thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Well, Carrie, we just thank you for such amazing tips. And ladies, if you are excited about this beauty series, I want you to tune in for our next episode, where we're going to just zone in on skincare, and you are going to love it. I have an amazing professional coming on to talk to us, and listen, you don't want to miss this show. So thank you again for joining us on Pink Friday's radio show. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening in to Pink Friday's radio show, where faith meets beauty. New shows come out every Friday, so don't forget to subscribe, ladies, so you don't miss an episode. If you would like to sponsor a show, please contact us for a media kit at pinkfridaysradioshow@gmail.com. I look forward to connecting with you on social media throughout the week. Follow us on Facebook at Pink Friday's Radio Show. Have an amazing week.